This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group stations, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the country, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, as well as our hospital, our room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mineral centers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs and the bridge tenders too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for everything you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country started with Judeo-Christian values. That's how we got started as a country. Well, Kyle, the aftermath of the debate, of course, aftermath continues. The big question now is somebody thinks they spotted a wire underneath Joe Biden's sleeve. But here's my point. Suppose they were monitoring him electronically for, I don't know, his heart, his blood pressure, for maybe some medical conditions. Because having a wire in your sleeve means nothing unless you've got something in your ear so you can hear what's being said.
Yeah, it is really kind of bizarre. I've seen the blow-ups of the pictures, basically. And, yeah, so it's hard to determine exactly what it was doing, but it certainly was out of the ordinary, and that begs the question, what were they doing with that?
And maybe the guy's got a pacemaker we don't know about, too.
Well, again, I think anything's possible because of the immense secrecy with which they manage Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And then the other day when his wife, Jill Biden, shut down Jake Tapper for even mentioning the idea that Joe Biden makes gaffes. Everybody knows that he does,
yep.
But suddenly this was verboten. You can't talk about it.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that I think he may have been wearing a bag last night because they were very concerned about the fact that they wanted a break every 30 minutes just in case somebody had to go to the bathroom. And I got to believe that he was bagged up last night, so in case he had an accident, it wasn't going to be an accident.
Well, again, yeah,
that's
we don't...
just me talking now.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know, but certainly I don't recall if breaks have ever been requested in one of these kinds of settings. And so, again, I think it's because the Biden people know that there's, you know, his stamina just isn't there.
Now, voters again this year think the debate moderators are a lot more likely to help the Democratic presidential nominee over Donald Trump. It was pretty obvious, in my opinion, with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat, and in my opinion, he was playing a favorite last night, and he actually helped Joe Biden, who struggled a couple of times with questions, when he says, well, let me see if I can rephrase that. But who does that? Who does that?
Well, I thought there was one incident, Captain, where Joe Biden said, I don't know what, Trump's talking about, or it's so confusing, or he keeps going for this or that. And Chris Wallace agreed with Biden.
He says, I don't either.
That's right. I'm having trouble myself. And I thought, well, that was kind of really crossing a line, because you don't want to align yourself with either of the candidates. And the funny thing is, Captain, that Chris Wallace, prior to all this, basically said he wanted to pretty much remain invisible, and that following the debate, people would say, that was a great debate, but who was the moderator again? He didn't want to be part of this whole thing, and yet he was completely part of the whole thing.
And the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of likely U.S. voters believe most debate moderators are going to try to help Joe Biden. Only 8% believe they will try to help and assist President Donald Trump, and 37% expect most moderators, to be unbiased, while 16% have no opinion at all. That's the latest poll regarding that stuff.
Well, exactly, and I do think, I don't know, there's no official polling data on this, but I would perchance to think that most Americans thought that Biden came in a distant third behind Trump and Chris Wallace.
Well, that's it. You saw what Rudy said because I posted it online. Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, still America's mayor in my mind, he said that Donald Trump finished first, Mike Wallace was second, and Joe Biden is still out there trying to find out where he's going.
Well, again, and even Donald Trump last night mentioned the fact, he said, well, I didn't know I was debating you too, that kind of thing. And so by saying that, he actually energized a lot of people out there who do feel that there is a real bias, and that President Trump, and this is one of the reasons why he had to be so aggressive and bombastic.
In my travels this morning, I decided to stop at one of my local cantinas, so to speak, a local restaurant place right around the corner from where I go, and a lot of Democrats go in there, a lot of blue-collar Democrats go in there, and they all know that I'm a conservative host, I got a show, and a lot of them listen to me. And I looked at them, and they were looking kind of gloomy, and of course, they were all talking about the debate, and I says, well, what'd you think? And to a man and to a woman, they said, Joe lost it.
Mm.
To a man and to a woman. Every Democrat, and there was about 25 or 30 of them in a restaurant of about 50 people, every Democrat, Joe Biden lost it. That was their words, not mine. All right, hold the thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. He got up on a train yesterday, went for a train ride, and he told a whole bunch of lies.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, Governor, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, I really like playing that celebration music, Cool in the Game, because I attribute it to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are the world champion Stanley Cup NHL team from my backyard. Yes, thank you very much. Oh, we're going to milk that for all it's worth, I'll tell you. By the way, the Rays are going to the AL Division Series finals right now. But anyway, that's our baseball team. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And I know that there's millions of people out there that are suffering with some sort of pain. And I'm one of them, okay? And maybe it comes from exercise, maybe it's from getting older. And you think, well, gosh, I've had this pain for so long, I can't do anything about it. I keep taking a handful of Aleve or ibuprofen or this, that, and the other. Well, you can do something about it, and you can save a whole lot of money in the process. It's called Relief Factor. Because if you've got back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches pain, maybe you had a bad workout and all of a sudden you're aching or you stretched something or you did this, you did that. And I'll give you an example. Tonight, about midnight, I take my Relief Factor capsules at midnight. My foot was aching a little bit. There was swelling again in my ankle. I had my foot elevated like I do. I'm sitting here with my foot up on a hammock here. That's how I do the show. But I took the Relief Factor, and about 20, 30 minutes later, the pain was gone and the swelling is totally gone, and it's just about 2 hours after I took it, and bingo, I'm right back in a number one shape again. So it works for me. And here's what you do. You try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, about $1 a day for the 3-week quick start, 21 days worth of supply. You'll know by the end of that whether or not it's going to work or not. And all you got to do to find out more is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or if you want to call them, you can at 800-500-8384. But you have to tell them the captain sent you. That's your product code, because if you don't, they're going to charge you full price, and it's a lot more expensive than that. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get it for $19.95, and I'm telling you, it's going to work. It's just that simple. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So Joe Biden gets on a train, right?
Yep.
And I died laughing when he says, oh, and here comes the train it's another commuter train coming by. And you can hear the whistle and all that blowing. It's a freight train.
It's a freight train. That's right.
Oh, well, my God.
Well, you know, one of the things that I noticed about Biden, not only, of course, in the debate last night, but when he is, I mean, this is almost, you know, this is pretty unique. He went on a whistle-stop tour where out where real people might be. But there's no dynamism to him. He sort of stares straight ahead as he reads his thing. Candidates typically are looking this way and that way, emphasizing their points.
That's right.
They're animated in some way. And Joe Biden just seems like he's just sort of standing there trying to get through the paragraphs. And it's really, that's not a presidential candidate type of thing.
Well, the paragraphs he was trying to get to was a bunch of lies, because I just about came out of my chair when I heard him at one of the stops say, and I quote, the Social Security actuary said that if we follow through with what President Trump followed through on his plan for Social Security, that Social Security will be bankrupt by 2023. The lying SOB that he is. The fact of the matter is false, that this attack from Joe Biden is absolutely false, as has previously been debunked by the fact checkers anywhere you want to look. The president's payroll tax deferral plan will not harm Social Security. Jeez.
I know. Well, you see, again, from soup to nuts, they have to have these lies, trying to terrify people. Because they have to counter the kinds of things that people sort of know ring true. Like, for example, a President Biden would be manipulated by the left. A President Biden would not be able to put a stop to violence, that it would not have the stomach to do all that, just because even so now he doesn't have the stomach to go after Antifa and others. And we saw all that on display.
Yeah. Well, he would put a stop to the violence, and here's how he'd do it. He would pay them off. He would give them a bunch of money to go away and disappear. That's what it'll take to do this, in my opinion, with the Democrats do it. If we do it, if Donald Trump does it, he's going to get out there and just bust some heads with some nightsticks with the cops. And, oh, by the way, that's something else. Well, I never said I wanted to defund the cops. I just wanted to reallocate the money. Lion skunk that he is. That's in their platform, defunding the police. That's in their platform, and taking the money and putting social workers out there.
Well, right. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to have the scenario that Joe Biden described. You know, the police are trained in order to talk people down and take care of the situation.
Of course they are.
But they have authority to back it up if people are not going to comply with law enforcement.
We have the same thing in the fire service, by the way, I might add, hostage negotiators.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you're not just sending people with guns out there or something.
Nope.
They're highly trained individuals. But it's,
yep,
this notion that, well, we're going to send psychologists, it sounds good on paper, quote-unquote, but it doesn't work in the real world. You know?
Now, here's the other thing that really got me. Biden said President Trump gave a tax giveaway for corporations when they moved their jobs overseas to sell goods back to the United States. Do you know who did that?
No, well, it wasn't Trump.
It was Obama and Biden.
Right.
They were giving tax breaks to come. Well, we're going to go to China. Oh, that's okay. Go on over there, and we'll give you your tax breaks anyway. If you're getting a break here, you'll get it just because you went over there. They did the damn what Biden accused Trump of. Obama's was doing until Trump came along.
Well, sure, and this is the reason why President Trump was able to get, in many cases, countries to come back from overseas. Companies to come back from overseas.
Now,
and if Biden raises the taxes again, they're going to go away again.
Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump's second term agenda, again, his platform, includes prohibiting businesses from replacing U.S. workers with lower-cost foreign workers, creating made-in-America tax credits, and cutting taxes to keep jobs in the U.S. Now, that's an idea that Biden stole, and he's calling, well, we're going to make it in America, we're going to make it in America. Biden could have cared less about doing anything in America because he was making a bundle of money from China.
Well, sure. Well, part of what the Democrats are doing is they try to take some things that they think people will like and try to usurp them, basically. And that's because they know that their policies nobody likes, you know,
yes.
Except for some small group of people with weird ideas.
Well, here's the thing that really got my goat, too. He says, matter of fact, Trump hasn't done anything to help working families. Really? Well, the fact of the matter is, again, fact of the matter, very simple. President Trump has delivered results for working and middle-class families because before the coronavirus pandemic, wages for typical workers were rising at the fastest rates in a decade. That's number one. Workers saw higher wages, lower taxes, record low unemployment rates. My God, we had unemployment down to what, 3%?
Well, right, yeah. President Trump was helping workers because workers could go to work opposed to not.
And President Trump's tax cuts had benefited Americans at every income level, and they were delivering important benefits for working families and middle-class workers. Well, guess what? We're coming back. We're coming back. We're making progress. We're doing better. We're not doing worse. And Joe Biden wants to come back with the same old. He's going to screw everything up if he gets elected. And God forbid, folks, you better find, first of all, you better get your wallets and hide them somewhere, number one.
Right.
Number two, be prepared to move to another country, and Costa Rica sounds pretty good.
Well, exactly.
See you on a mountaintop, Kyle.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. But, again, that's because they think their same old tired things are going to work. But
and then I'm going to finish the segment with this. Last night, Biden says the President of the United States was reminded that he said our veterans were losers and suckers. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Not only have I got 14 officials with their names and what they said on the trip to France when President Trump was not able to go to the cemetery because of weather, not only have I got their names, but I've also got a recording of exactly what he said and how he said it, and that recording that that other person said they had, we never heard it.
We never heard it, yes.
We never heard it. Well, this is what the president said. We never heard it. So, again, accusation, no proof, ain't true.
Well, right. And again, it's completely apocryphal where this quote-unquote story came from. But we do have Joe Biden on tape telling the military, clap for that, you stupid
bastards.
Yeah, exactly.
We can say that.
That's right. And so, you know, that's exactly.
And he said it more than once.
Yeah. So.
And then he laughed and said, big Joe, I'm just kidding. Yeah, right. I would have racked him upside the head with a board if he'd done that with my outfit.
Well.
You don't come into a combat zone and say that to a bunch of guys that are just coming off the field.
No kidding.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And I got one more thing to say that Biden had to say on his little train trip. And again, you know, I wish I could tell you that this is not true, but Biden is out there lying and lying and lying again. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House, approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions. Just a few weeks ago, every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, that's our buddy Larry Elder, who I'll be with on October the 23rd. I'll tell you all about that in just a second. But first of all, this segment's brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and you can get yourself a quote on the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the boat, the ATV, whatever it is you got that you've got wheels or water or whatever and moves along. They'll insure it for you. And also, if you bundle your homeowners and your renter's insurance with it, you will even get a bigger deduction. Now, they've saved me money every year for the last 15 years, and I'm just rolling along, loving every minute of it, letting me know. By the way, my premium also dropped 15% because of the coronavirus pandemic for the rest of the year. They've been doing that for the folks here with the new customers as well as existing customers. So there you go. Now, Larry Elder will be with me, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Phil Grandy and Charlie Kirk, as we go to the Salem Conservative Summit on October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. Now, we're going to have just an absolutely great time there. Tickets are available. This is a VIP event with very limited seating, so you need to get your seats as soon as you can. And I talked to Zuli, our ticket coordinator, yesterday, and she was telling me that they still had seats left, but the good, really, you know, most expensive seats were, of course, gone already, and you knew that was going to happen. So now, you know, like the ones up front. So now you'll get the ones in the second row, third row, fourth row, so on and so forth. Now, there's only going to be about 250 people there because that's all we can put in there because of the social distancing going on in Sarasota County. If that changes between now and then we'll change along with it. But all you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, see the little logo link there, click it on, grab your tickets, and I look forward to seeing you there on October the 23rd. VIP reception starts at 5:30, and the event starts at 7 p.m. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, finishing my train trip with Joe, I'm going to tell you the one last thing that he said, which I saved, I think, probably the best for last. Biden says, and President Trump's number one goal is to take away your health care. I'm not joking. He's going to take away your health care. Well, that lying sack of you-know-what that he is, this is completely false, folks. President Trump has fought to improve the lives of every American, and that begins with ensuring the American people have access to affordable, world-class health care. We just talked about this last week for a couple of days and nights as to the health care plan that they were putting out there, Kyle, which was like a 12-page mini-report. It was great, simple, easy to understand, the American health care plan.
Well, exactly right, and President Trump has made other strides in healthcare even throughout his administration. That's why I was a little surprised that, you know, it may not have been a comprehensive plan per se, but the president has been working towards getting prescription drug prices lower, doing these various things that have been helping people. In fact, I think one of the big things of this, Captain, is that the president wants to have a thriving private health insurance system.
Right.
And not something where it's going to be driven out of business by the government, let's say.
Now, starting today, we are in the 1st of October, the new Medicare sign-in season starts, and the president and his administration have taken numerous actions to increase choice, give you more competition in health care, to bring down health costs, saving Americans billions of dollars. You will have more companies to choose from associated to the American health care plan that was put out last week. And this is going to bring down your policy. And if you're those of you that get your premium back, Medicare premium back from Medicare, guess what? You're going to get yourself another $8 or $10. In other words, instead of getting the $125 or $135 or whatever it was, I forgot the exact amount. Now it's gone up to about $145. You'll still pay Medicare that $8 fee to get into the program, but you will actually get back more money again if you're in the right plan. And competition is what does that.
Well, it certainly does. It certainly does. And there's so many innovations and great strides being made forward in medicine. But in order to ruin this healthcare system in America would just be a complete travesty. In different countries, Captain, where they have these, basically the one size fits all socialist medicine, those people still try to get here in order to get treatment, or have that key operation, life-saving operation.
All right.
And they always say, look, if I was back home, I'd be on a list, and I might die.
Well, hold that thought, because I think, let me make sure. Okay, I think we got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Yeah, Mel, how you doing?
Oh, no, not to drag yourself. Captain, good morning. Captain, good morning, Kyle. Captain, issue that I have with the healthcare proposal from both sides is the existing condition. You know, that's like me going to the racetrack, and the racetrack allowing me to bet on a race that just ran. I don't think they would allow that. I really don't believe that is affordable for health insurance.
Let me tell you something. It is affordable because there's a law that's embedded in the United States government right now. Everybody with a pre-existing condition, everybody, regardless of who they are, must be covered by every health care insurance plan out there, period, bar none.
Yeah. Well,
that's a federal law. That's a federal law, Mel.
Existing conditions, though? I mean, where is that written in?
It was passed by the administration with the help of the Senate about 2 to 3 months ago that it made it mandatory that all the insurance companies had to do that. People have not been paying attention, Mel. They haven't been paying attention. There's some really good things been going on. And again, the American Health Act that the president put out last week, his plan, what he was going to do, it's in there. You cannot be denied.
I'm not denying it.
Yeah.
I understand it's in there, but affordability to the business of health insurance.
No, it's affordable. It's affordable. It has to be affordable. That's part of the provisions. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and Kyle, you knew that, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know,
we talked about it at length here.
Well, one of the key things that the Democrats and Biden are trying to say is that the pre-existing conditions
will be gone.
Will be gone. But
that's not true.
That's right. In fact,
they're grandfathered in.
Exactly. It's explicitly accounted for in there.
Yep, absolutely. So that's the one part of Obamacare that's not going anywhere, because they keep saying, we're going to get rid of all Obamacare and all the pre-existing. That's not true. It's grandfathered in black and white, plain and simple. And then it was reaffirmed again last week when the president came out and announced his health care plan, which he did. And it's there for everybody to see. And people, I guess what it is it doesn't have a flashy name to it. And so therefore people aren't paying attention to it. But I'm telling you, it's there. Go look up the president's health care plan. It's not called the Trump health care plan. It's called the American health care plan.
Well, exactly right.
And it's in the Republicans' platform, too. We knew it was there when they came out of the convention.
That's right. That's right. And so, and again, I think what the president wants to put together and has put together here is something that's actually doable, but
sure.
Actually continues to
and
help.
Affordable.
And affordable. And that's really key. And the promises made, President Trump is the candidate in this election who can keep promises made.
Now, let me try to help the people out here, because some people are talking about that. I know where Mel's going with this. We used to have risk pools. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have risk pools when it comes to health insurance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Those are gone. They were done away with. Now, car insurance is a different story. You might wind up in a risk pool because you've had a bunch of wrecks or whatever the situation might be. But when it comes to health insurance, they absolutely got rid of all that crap. It started with the Obamacare plan, yes, absolutely, but the Republicans one-upped it and made it even better, which is why we need to get rid of, number one, the individual mandate, which means everybody has to have health insurance and it's all got to be this or this or this. Well, we want to give people options and choices, which is going to be cheaper. I just told you, my plan, because of competition, several companies coming into the market, is going to give me back almost another $20 a month into my check that I would have had to have paid for health insurance. I'm only going to wind up having to pay Medicare because I have to be. I'm in it because of the fact I'm in Social Security. But my Medicare is going to give me another $20 on top of what I was already getting.
That's true. And one other thing, of course, that the president...
I'll give them $8 just to be registered in the Medicare program with my wraparound programs that I've got, which take care of everything. I pay nothing if I get sick, hurt, or injured. Nothing.
That is really incredible. That's right.
Well, you can do it if you know how.
That's true. And the president has helped the VA and put that back together.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway reports. And I'm getting some questions about insurance. I'm not an insurance agent. If you want to know about insurance, call my buddy Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Tell him, and he'll tell you what he did for me and what he can do for you. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, there she is, my New Jersey cowgirl with the horses, too. Donna Fiducia, who's in Carrollton, Georgia. She's not out of bed yet, but they've got the Double D Ranch there. They house a bunch of horses that are at a stable they've got. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the Pilot and Flying J out there in the highway, boys and girls, you just drive on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the radio. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And think about becoming a member of their driver's club and getting those points accumulated, save on purchases, and get some deals, special deals that nobody else gets because you're a member of the driver's club. And here we go. I think.
goes out to Joe Biden. We're taking care of business, riding along the train just like he is, only our train's going a lot faster than his is. And by the way, we got more fuel in our train than he does. So, going on over to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. How do you like that analogy?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, he looked so tired last night. But anyway, we'll get into all that in a little bit here. But I got to take a look here at the weather. Now, it's going to be very warm and dry across the west. It's turning quite cool over much of the eastern U.S. If you watch the president tonight up here in Duluth, Minnesota, they were all wearing some pretty heavy coats. Even the president was wearing a top coat. And unusually warm temperatures and continued dry conditions will again result in critical fire conditions across portions of California and the plains. Over the eastern states, much cooler air will return in the wake of a strong cold front. Meanwhile, areas of heavy rainfall are expected to persist over South Florida through at least Saturday. Had a bunch of rain showers yesterday down in South Florida, and that will continue. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in Colorado tonight. We've got air quality alerts through pretty much the entire middle of the state, north to south.
I-25
corridor, and it's still going up through Cheyenne and Laramie if you're going across I-80 tonight. And those that air quality alert is there, again, because of the wildfires and also because they are expecting periods of heavy smoke in these different areas. So it's going to all go all the way down south of Colorado Springs, all the way to the border with New Mexico. And then also in the state of Oregon, and traveling up I-5 tonight, we've got more air quality alerts in the Ashland and Medford and Grants Pass area, also including Klamath Falls. And this has to do, again, with not only wildfires burning, but also atmospheric conditions that they believe are going to contribute to some very poor air quality. And we have another air quality alert just east of Portland, Oregon. And so you want to be careful there. And, of course, California continues with its fires, air quality alerts all through the Central Valley, including Fresno, Bakersfield, San Jose, up through San Francisco. And down in Southern California, we had the big heat up. I can tell you that from experience today. Felt like a very hot summer day here in California, although fortunately those high temperatures should be on their way out here in a day or so. But in the Southwest, we still have some pretty high temperatures, triple digits in Phoenix, 103. Get this, Palm Springs, 109 expected for Thursday. And Las Vegas, for example, 97. And also right now in the Cajon Pass, if you're trucking up the 15 freeway on your way to Las Vegas, you've got 70 degrees at the top of the pass there and about 5 miles an hour of wind. So you should have some pretty smooth sailing.
Okay, well, I came in here wearing my light coat tonight, getting ready for tonight. I had it on this morning when I walked out. There was a wind and all that sort of stuff, and there's kind of a breeze out there now. By the way, I've got to talk about a tropical system here in just a minute that's developing. Over in South Dakota, folks, I-29 corridor, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, straight north for about maybe 100 miles. You've got some conditions that are ripe for thunderstorms in there right now, and some flash flood watches along the way because some of these are big-time drenchers. And then the northwest corner of Iowa, I-80 going in towards Omaha right there. Council Bluffs, you got some rain in that area. Again, the threat of severe thunderstorms. Going down into Texas, I'm looking at some fog along the Houston area there to the Gulf and down towards Galveston. Looking at some patchy areas of fog and maybe some showers along the mix there. Louisiana along I-10 and I-12. And then the only thing I see to bother you other than that is up there in upstate New York. Might have some showers along the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Watertown down to Pulaski. And that's about it for that. Now, the other thing is when we talk about the weather in the Gulf, hurricane season is not over, folks. And right now, we have a developing system in the southern Caribbean, south and a little bit west of Cuba, and it's got a 40% chance of becoming a tropical storm of some sort. And where it goes from there, it looks like it's going to come into the Gulf, and we don't know what it's going to do. Now, we're going to start looking at this because even though there's a sudden stop in tropical activity, this is not stopping. This is something that's been on the radar. And if you're looking at it right now, Kyle, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I see that disturbance there, as you mentioned, in the Gulf. It is south of Cuba, basically. And so, yeah, we don't know exactly what the track is yet, but we're going to keep monitoring.
Now, and for the majority of the country, winter is here right now in the northern part of the U.S. I mean, frost warnings, freeze warnings, and the winter weather is definitely not very far away. And again, we've got two tropical waves, it looks like now. Well, this is getting interesting. One is a 70% chance to develop. That's the one that looks like it's going to come up into, it's going to come pretty close to the west side of Florida there if it stays the course, right?
Right, exactly, yes.
Yeah, so keep your eyes on the tropics. We're not out of the mix yet, and who knows what can happen here over the next several days. And by the way, we will definitely include that in the next Truckers Highway and Byway reports. And as I said, there's two tropical waves right now. One is coming across down the slot out in the Eastern Caribbean, and the other one is already there. It's already there, just developing as it is down there in the southwest corner off the Yucatan, getting ready to start drifting towards the north, it looks like. And that could be interesting. Now, real quickly, Kyle, California is developing a detailed plan for granting reparations to black Americans under a new law that was signed yesterday by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Are they really going to go through with this?
Well, what we understand, now this is Assembly Bill 3121, and what they're doing is authorizes the creation of a task force that will study reparations and figure out how they could benefit the black community in California, specifically those who would be descendants of slaves, as they say in the article here. Basically, it'll be a 9-person task force. It's not to determine reparations, but determine if they're feasible, how they would be paid, what people would be paid, and so on. So this is the next step in that, but it will be very interesting to see how this moves along.
Okay, and this storm is going to be called Gamma. Gamma.
Oh, Gamma, that's right, because we're still in the Greek alphabet.
Yep, Gamma is what this will be, Tropical Storm Gamma. And it looks like it's going to be a storm, could be a storm as soon as today. It's just sitting there developing, a lot of rain associated with this so far. And that's normally what you get this time of the year with these storms, is you get a bunch of rain. But you could always get one that slips through and it becomes a little bit more than that, and all of a sudden here you got a problem. And if I'll tell you what, folks, you'll hear about it here on this program, because if it affects the truckers and the highways, we're going to be telling you about it. And this one here could be making a beeline straight up through the Gulf towards the Gulf states again. We'll see. All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.